I've visited five different towns across the county here this morning, and to give them my assurance that they'll get all the support they need in driving forward public housing. And I'll be launching affordable housing later this year, which is a priority for me. But the other big one is obviously the defective concrete blocks grant scheme. And I have met the MICA Action Group before I became minister, in working with Deputy Charlie McConnell, who's now a minister, and others right the way through, is that, you know, we want to see good our commitment, the commitment that we've made to the families here in Donegal and indeed in Mayo. And we've done that today, where I've been able to tell people that this will be a multi-annual programme. The money is committed this year. It will be committed next year. I have experience of these type of remediation schemes, as I said earlier on, when I was talking to residents with the pyrite scheme. And these schemes evolve, and they do require, you know, multi-annual, because only so many houses you can do in one given year. So it's in the programme for government. It's a commitment, and I wanted to get here to Donegal today to tell people face-to-face that we're going to see good this commitment for them.
And obviously this is the start of the journey, so there may be some issues, as you did highlight, coming. So you are committed to working through them with everybody?
No scheme finishes the way it started, and that's my experience with another major remediation scheme. It always evolves, and it evolves through that. What I've asked people to do here today is to engage with Donegal County Council, to work through that with them. There may be issues that occur. When issues occur, we look to resolve them. But we need to get more people applying into the scheme. We need to get a handle on how many people are affected. I've seen that in my own county, where people didn't present to the scheme for 8, 9, 10 years after the scheme was launched. You know, so that's something we need to do. But obviously these things evolve, and I'm going to be, it's a priority for me. We want to give people their lives back, and that's what I'm about doing. So yeah, I'll work with the scheme and see how it moves forward.
And you also made a significant announcement today in relation to housing adaptation grants.
Yeah, look, we've announced nearly 74 million today, and a sizable increase for Donegal, 14% increase year on year. And that's the housing adaptation. A lot of that for maybe some of our senior people who need adaptation to their home, or people with disabilities. So it's a very significant announcement here for Donegal. I want them to use the money, by the way, and I've said it to the local authority today, is get out and do it, and particularly prioritising those people who may be in hospital looking to step down to come out and might need changes to their homes. And that follows on the announcement I made last week about bringing older public housing stock back into use, the voids where I've given significant funding here to Donegal. So it's been a great first trip, and we've had some good news with it, but we've good public reps here. We're working with Charlie, and I have known each other a long time, and I'm delighted he's Minister for State here. But we wanted to make sure that we deliver on this MICA scheme, which we're doing, and that's why we're here today.